This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Friday around 400,000 people need support or protection after fleeing a volcano eruption and a wave of aftershocks in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. At least 31 people died when Mount Nyiragongo sent lava towards the city of Goma last Saturday, destroying 3,000 homes along the way and cutting off a major road. The lava stopped just short of city limits, but thousands more people fled early Thursday when the government warned the volcano, one of the world's most active, could erupt again. Many escaped to a nearby town that is prone to cholera outbreaks, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, said. Authorities issued an evacuation order around 1 a.m. local time Thursday after radar images showed molten rock flowing under Goma. But experts said Friday the frequency and intensity of the ground tremors had lessened in the last 24 hours, suggesting the risk of a fresh eruption was subsiding. Britain's medicine regulator has approved Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for use, the health ministry said in a statement on Friday, making it the fourth COVID-19 shot available for use in the country. But Britain also cut its order for the single-dose shot amid issues with the company's supply chain and reports of rare blood clots. Britain has given two-thirds of its population a first dose of COVID-19 vaccine, as the government cites the unprecedented scale and pace of the rollout as behind the decision to cut its order to 20 million doses from the original order for 30 million. J&J's vaccine is already approved in the United States and European Union, where reports of rare blood clots are being reviewed. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.